with your Radio On The Go sports update. I'm Jeff Ramin. On this past weekend Sports Beat programs, we chatted with area professional fisherman Gabe Haugland, who detailed his history in the sport and offered up some advice for local fishermen in our area. Haugland, who calls the Clear Lake area home, says he's been involved in fishing for quite some time, which started as a young man.
Well, I started fishing with my dad at a very young age. He had us out on the Mississippi River below the dams in the winter. That was something that, you know, dad really started in our family. And we would fish for walleyes. I kind of stepped away from it a little bit in college, just was trying to chase a baseball career. That didn't work out, so I had to find something else. And I know you guys called me a pro. I don't consider myself a pro. I do like to teach others what I've learned along the way, and certainly a lot of guys have poured into my life to make me a better fisherman.
He goes on to say that much like life, fishing is all about trying new things often and gaining new experiences.
One thing that I've learned with the amount of time that I've spent on the water and being around my dad and other great tournament fishermen, my brother, is to never stop experimenting. You know, like Al Lindner says, if you're catching them on whatever presentation A, then try presentation B and see if they'll bite that too. You know, if something's working for your partner, try something different for you and just keep learning, because I tell you what, there's really no substitute for getting out on the water and learning things for yourself.
It was a pleasure to catch up with area pro fisherman Gabe Haugland and get a solid update on our area fishing scene. Haugland also provided us with some ideas and precautions to take note of while out on the water this season. You can listen back to the whole interview by heading to radioonthego.com and clicking on Coaches Shows under the Sports tab. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes are a self-motivated team, and that'll help them make progress even while the campus is closed. If Luka Garza removes his name from the NBA draft, the Hawkeyes will return nearly the entire roster from last year's club that finished 20-11.
But I think most importantly, they're connected as friends, as teammates, as competitors, and be truthful, that's when it's fun to coach, because when you have a group of guys that show up and work hard every day and support each other and challenge each other and try to get better and come back and do the same thing the next day, that's when your team has success.
McCaffrey says it's a team that is driven to improve.
The drive comes within each one of the players. I mean, the coaches are always going to be driven and professional. And I feel really good about the group that we have in terms of that area. You know, this is a self-motivated group. They put the time in. They take care of their bodies. They live their life the right way.
Lastly, McCaffrey says they're trying to keep a normal routine, even though they're working from home.
The daily routine of get up, go to the office, meet with your staff. What are we doing with our guys in terms of skill development? How are we doing with strength and conditioning? Meet with Bill Maxwell, our strength coach, and anybody that's banged up. How are we doing, Brad Floy, and talk to the team doctors? I mean, those conversations are still going on, but they're not in person and they're not at the office.
Co-College Director of Athletics and Recreation Steve Cook announced the appointment of Mike Stridham as the Cohawks' next head women's tennis coach. Stridham, who grew up in South Africa, came to Iowa in 2007 to serve as an assistant head coach and later head coach at Wartburg College. Following his time in Waverly, Stridham started a position as the director of boarding at the Saddlebrook Prep School and tennis and golf academies in Florida. Most recently, Mike served as a teaching professional at the Blackhawk Tennis Club in Waterloo. Quote, I'm extremely grateful and excited to be a part of the coach tennis tradition, which has long been the pinnacle of our sport in the Midwest. I look forward to working with this year's talented group of student athletes as we set about planning our return to the top of the conference. Go Cohawks! And that once again is new Cohawk head women's tennis coach Mike Stridham. Taking a look at national news now, the European Tour is planning to resume its season close to home. The tour says it's targeted the British Masters in England on July 22nd as the restart. That would be followed by five new tournaments in England and Wales that'll be called the UK UK Swing. The new events will have a prize fund of 1 million euros. European Tour Chief Keith Pelly says the plans depend on the UK lifting quarantine restrictions, but he's confident that will happen. The PGA Championship in San Francisco falls right in the middle of the UK Swing. NASCAR's second cup race of the week at Charlotte Motor Speedway has been rescheduled for tonight after getting rained out last night. The starting order was based on the finishing order of the Coca-Cola 600, but with an inversion. Hendrick Motorsports teammates William Byron and Alex Bowman will start from the pole, while Coca-Cola 600 winner Brad Keselowski will start 20th. The Hungarian Soccer Federation says matches in the country can once again be held with spectators in the stadiums. The announcement comes on the back of a government decree allowing the option. Organizers are obliged to keep three seats empty between each occupied seat, and no fan may sit directly behind or in front of another. Players and essential personnel on or near the field during matches must recently have tested negative for the coronavirus. The federation says clubs can decide on their own whether they want to play in front of fans again. Elite Sports made a comeback in Australia today for the first time since March 22nd as the Parramatta Eels beat the Brisbane Broncos 34-6 in the National Rugby League. No fans were allowed into the 52,500-seat stadium in Brisbane because of strict social distancing rules, but the game was broadcast across Australia. With your Radio On The Go sports update, I'm Jeff Ramin.